Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So let's take a long view of inflation. We're not just talking about the cost of food, housing, energy. The price tag for raising a child is up about 30% compared to just 5 years ago. That's according to a new projection from the Brookings Institution think tank. Let's talk about why and what it means with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, good to have you.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, let's brace ourselves for the number. If you're a middle-class family of four, a child born today will cost $310,000 to raise to the age of 17. Where does this money go?
Well, let's preface it first. Let's not sound so mercenary. It's not like you're buying a stock or a zero coupon bond. This is the best.
Yeah, what's my ROI? What's my ROA? Come on.
No, you're raising great people and putting them out into the world to be kind, visionaries. Maybe they invent something. Maybe they're empaths, hopefully.
Amen.
It takes money, though. It takes about $18.3 grand a year to raise a child born in 2015 through age 17. And as you and I know, lots of diapers, lots of baby clothes, lots of Haas avocados.
Oh, my
goodness.
Baby
formula wasn't cheap this year. School uniforms, trombones, and the like. And this isn't even accounting for college.
Right. This only goes to 17. So what do we know about why this projected cost is rising so quickly?
Inflation. We are dealing with capital I inflation. How many segments this year did you and I do on inflation?
Yeah.
And it's just big. It's the food basket this year, the price of meat, the price of eggs, everything has gone up. The cost of clothing, the cost of buying a kid an iPhone and renewing the iPhone for certain people in a certain class, fuel, transportation. I mean, we are dealing with the annual inflation rate, which eased to 8.5% in July, down from 9% the prior month. Maybe we're closer to 7% now. But when you put them on massive numbers like 18 grand a year, you could see the huge compounding effect.
Yeah, I read that one of the authors of this study, Isabel Sawhill, says the assumption is over this period of time, now it's a 4% inflation rate, you know, over many years, similar to that of the late 70s. So doesn't sound very groovy as far as
no,
the
and I
type.
Look at my kids, I was like, son, if we were talking to have this conversation about you getting an iPhone 120 years ago, you'd be working the fields and milking the cows, and I'd be getting something out of this. But yeah, Now it's kind of largely one-directional, Chipotle and iPhones.
All right, Robert, let's talk about the implications. One, according to some surveys, is as the cost goes up, fewer adults will want to have children. But I want to ask you what the suggestion is for lower-income families. Because we know lower-income families see a much bigger slice of the economic pie eaten up by more expensive food, more expensive housing and energy.
It's awful. I mean, think about it. If you're making $20,000 to $30,000 a year, $18,000, even if that's inflated for that cohort, that takes up a significant chunk of what you're talking about, even if you tweak it down to $12,000. So sadly, you cut corners. You buy unhealthier foods that are packaged. You buy things at dollar stores. Children are not getting the same nutrition from fresh fruits and vegetables. And unfortunately, with healthcare expenses going up, we see it every time we re-up on the exchange and you see the copays go up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting the same amount of preemptive care and preemptive nutrition as others. And so they're taking it on the chin.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, be well. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.